Can you believe these guys?
Crazy this morning. Oh my goodness. Willem.
Well, good morning. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus. We got Melanie Reffes in the studio today talking about her trip to the Barbados. We send her on all the tough assignments, you know, dirty job that someone's going to do.
And at least she
it.
Went there in November when it was a good break from the dreary and cold weather that is starting to hit much of the Northeast.
Oh my goodness.
She didn't do it in the middle of June when it was a humidity festival.
Yeah, like us, yeah.
Yeah, you can't imagine what an infusion of the sun does.
You got to move a little closer to the mic, Melanie.
Anybody who lives in the north.
The mic moves.
Yes. Okay. Except for our listeners in Hawaii, of course, because they don't have the same weather problems that we have on the East Coast.
They are lucky people.
They are indeed, but the Barbados is a fabulous island paradise.
They have Ray Baca in Hawaii.
Well, and he moved it.
Radio engineer extraordinaire helped us out when we needed it the most.
From New Wave Broadcasting.
Absolutely. So now, this is our second to last show here on CIQC 600.
And continuing on the through the new year across America on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Mm-hmm. And we're lucky we get to join 940 News as a features report.
In the month of January, doing features on the 39, the Travel World Report.
So with all our Montreal listeners and all our American listeners.
Yeah, there's a lot bigger reach to the new signal. So
people have been picking up the signal from New Hampshire and Maine. And there have been some comments as well on the Boston Radio Interest Group saying, who is that great voice doing the promo voiceover?
Mr. Jim Connell himself.
And Willem and Stephen are going to have fan clubs all over the United States.
Yes, I think
Steve Wong is trying to get some branches started up. Where we buy our cooling devices. That's our that's our fan club, yes.
That's your fan club.
So did you use a fan when you were in Barbados? Or?
No, Barbados, I mean, I've been to a few of the Caribbean islands. You guys have got to get down to the Barbados. It's fabulous. It's absolutely, they call it an enchanting island paradise. They're right. It's fabulous.
I believe that would be a great idea if we did that sometime when it was cool. We were lucky to be guests of Air Canada going to Jamaica as well. They have a co-chair with Air Jamaica, don't they?
Yeah, on that route. And actually, for the Barbados route, they're celebrating 50 years this weekend, December
50
2nd.
Years,
50
man.
Years of service on that route. You know, you hear so much about airlines coming and joining a route and dropping it the next week, and Air Canada has had that commitment to serving Barbados for 50 years.
If you can imagine, back 50 years ago, they took 40 passengers on a propeller plane, and the flight took 15 hours from Toronto with stops in the Bahamas and Jamaica. 50 years later, modern technology, 5 hours and 10 minutes from Toronto with a 284-seat Airbus. So there you go.
Brand new, convenient. Brand new A340s, and as well there's
those are nice, the big ones, huh?
Supplementary service on Sundays. There's one direct flight nonstop out of Montreal on an A320 or 140 seats out of Montreal.
And of course, for all our American listeners, the hubs are all over the states. American Airlines leaves from, I guess, Stephen, New York, Miami,
everywhere.
New York,
Kennedy, and Miami are their big hubs, as well as San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Yeah, it's a good length of a flight from Canada or from New York because it's a good couple of magazines, half a novel, a meal, a movie, and then you're ready to get off. And that feeling, you guys know that feeling when you get off the plane in the Caribbean and you feel that sun.
It's a wall of, no, for us it was a wall of humidity. No, we went in June.
In the Barbados, it was incredible.
Oh,
it was just this 80 degrees sun right on your face. It's just fabulous.
It warms you up, and it's that consistent temperature right throughout the year.
And you feel the island sensibility, you know, the looseness, the sort of, you know, yeah, that whole thing, and it's so contagious and so much fun.
That. Melanie is lucky enough. She does all our B destinations.
I do indeed. I'm going alphabetical order through the Caribbean.
Yeah, but well, we're going to send you to Bulgaria next.
I think Bahamas next. Thank you very much.
The Russia, from Bulgaria.
Exactly.
No, I think Bulgaria or Bolivia. Bolivia.
Oh, Bolivia could be great. Could be great.
In the meantime, Alex is on the ball here. Another B word.
I think the Caribbean is actually my beat, Stephen. I think I will become your Caribbean bureau chief.
We have so
to
many
every
bureau
one of the islands. Every one of the islands. I should say about the Barbados, it's the easternmost island of the Lesser Antilles.
Okay.
And it's right opposite, although there's a big ocean, of course, Senegal in Africa. So that just gives you an idea how warm it is all the time. The weather is pretty well perfect. It's between 75 and 85 Fahrenheit all year round. And for our Canadian listeners, that translates to 21 to 26 cents Celsius. I did my math there. And it's a tiny island, actually. It's 14 miles wide and 21 miles long. So anyone with a good pair of legs could probably run the whole thing. But it's very compact, and it's two oceans. It's the Atlantic and the Caribbean. So you really get a nice mix. And again, all of you listening to us in Hawaii, you have a great ocean out there. Put your toes in the Caribbean Sea and see what you're missing. It's incredible. It's turquoise blue, kind of like your eyes, Willem. The ocean is incredibly beautiful.
Oh, stop it.
Incredibly, incredibly beautiful.
Don't do that.
260,000 people live on the Barbados, which is, you know, a nice, manageable size island. Just a little bit of history, because it's kind of interesting. When I was there last week, they were celebrating their 33rd year of independence from Great Britain. Huge celebrations there all week in the streets, at night, during the day, everywhere. It's certainly a party island. But there is a British influence left. You can still see it. There's a huge Canadian influence. There's a lot of Canadian banks on every street corner, the Royal Bank, the
CIBC. That was the neat thing about the Caribbean that they tell me about. And we noticed that also in Jamaica.
And it, the Cayman Islands as well.
There is so much that
Canadian,
reminds you of home.
Yeah, it's fun, eh? The guy who ran the gift shop next to the hotel I was in is from Longueuil, Quebec, and he just said he had given up the snow, moved down to the Barbados 12 years ago, and never looked back since. So you certainly see a British-Canadian influence. A lot of the Bajans love cricket. It's on all the TV screens in the bars. Love soccer, so it's sort of a British influence. Is afternoon tea served at a lot of the hotels.
4 o'clock.
And, yeah, it's got that kind of Commonwealth sensibility to it. It's very sort of relaxed and polite. And as you say, you see it for anybody coming from Canada, it's a lot of home down there, just with a whole lot of better weather.
That was the neat thing. It was a lot like home. You see a lot of signs and a lot of places that are so reminiscent of home, yet there's a lot of differences, too.
Totally, totally. And in
not
fact,
just the weather, mind
the airport there, too, is undergoing massive renovations now, and it's you know, being supervised by a Canadian consortium. So there's a lot of Canadian-Bajan business co-productions going on there. And I think maybe because they're the third oldest parliament in the Commonwealth, which dates them back to about 1637, if I have my numbers correct, it gives it sort of shares the Commonwealth thing with Canada more so than with America.
Okay.
Tons of Canadian tourists down there, all doing the same thing, relaxing, relaxing, and then a little bit more relaxing. Not as many Americans. There's a lot of Germans, a lot of Europeans, and tourism, of course, is the number one industry down there. So everybody is going, you know, always going out of their way to help out tourists and make your time there just fabulous. So, and I also should say, too, that when we often think of going to the Caribbean, you know, we think of a week or two or something like that. I went for 4 days, and initially I thought, boy, that's a bit kind of short, maybe a bit of a tease. But it's the perfect length of time to go, because it gives you, you know, enough time to get used to the sensibility and the sort of the warmth and the fun and the sun, and then you're just relaxing the rest of the time.
We're going to get back to you after the break. We're going to talk a little bit about Air Montreal, Steve.
Sometimes you need to get some work done before you head off to those relaxing destinations. That means heading off to the business centers of Quebec, like Bagotville, Quebec City, Val-d'Or, Rouen, Île-de-la-Madeleine. There's just Air Montreal, just-in-time travel. You call today, fly tomorrow. No need to reserve 2 weeks in advance or stay a Saturday night. Prices are consistently 50% less than other carriers on the route. They leave from their own terminal building on Ryan Avenue in Dorval, where parking is free and no airport improvement fee to pay. Air Montreal, toll-free, 888-621-2111, or on the internet at www.airmontreal.com.
You think our friend Mike B. would... I actually like to use Air Montreal to go up to Chicoutimi. He'd drive to Chicoutimi to meet women, this guy.
He'd have to get a connection from Alexandria, Ontario these days.
Alex, roll it.
Another holiday.
I think you're dead.
D-I-Q-C, Montreal.
When it comes to your favorite brand names and finding the very best, Cavendish Mall is where to shop this season. Cavendish Mall, where you'll find a unique choice for all your wants and needs. Huge playground, restaurants, cinemas, and stores. Cavendish Mall in Côte-Saint-Luc, 26 years of comfort and convenience.
Do
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langill Kennels in Dorval today. Trusted Langills with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langill's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langill's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
Les Promenades
while in Montreal.
Friendly, convenient, and really open. What a concept! It's the open mall that has a lot to offer you, like Murillato's, La Salle Caribbean Restaurant, Segan Gym, Brunswick Bowling, and Cuisine Européenne, a design and turnkey solution to kitchen and bathroom renovations. From a wide range of kitchen cabinets and countertops to ceramic floors and bathroom fixtures, they've got it. You'll find these stores and more at Les Promenades La Fleur, 410 La Fleur off Highway 20 in La Salle.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
You can hear it's Christmas. You can hear it in the sounds of the carols in the air. Voices exchanging the familiar greetings. Merry Christmas. Happy Holiday. Season's greetings. You can hear it on the streets around your home. Wherever you go, you can hear the happiness of Christmas. And right now, you can hear the good wishes of Dennis Bowden and his confreres at Merrill Lynch, offering you the compliments of the season to you and all who gather in your home this very special time of year. Dennis would like to wish you the merriness of Christmas, the happiness of the holiday season, and the hopes we have for the coming months. May the new year bring you a full measure of health, happiness, and prosperity. As well, Dennis would like to say thanks for the opportunity to be of service to you this past year and to extend a cordial invitation to call on him again this year. From Dennis Bowden, financial advisor with Merrill Lynch, happy holidays.
While vacationing in Mexico, an American tourist runs out of gas. At the same instant, hundreds of miles away, his twin brother experiences gas after eating Mexican food.
Be you, man.
It's dismissed as coincidence. A man boards a plane at Kennedy Airport in New York. At the same moment in Massachusetts, Senator Ted Kennedy planes aboard in his workshop.
That looks flush now.
It's written off as chance. Lifetime Books presents an incredible new 50-volume set.
Totally unrelated events of no consequence.
Yes, for just $19.95, we'll send you Volume 1 absolutely free. Inspect it, look it over. You may even want to read it. And if you're not completely satisfied in 30 days, we'll send you Volume 2, and you'll continue to receive a new volume each month for the rest of your lifetime.
No, not again!
A man cancels his contract with Lifetime Books, and yet 5 years later, he's still receiving volumes from the Civil War series. Just a coincidence? You be the judge.
Lifetime Books, third-class books at first-class prices.
A lot of people like to celebrate the holiday season over lunch. Now there's an ideal place for that lunch, Gibby's in Old Montreal. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., December the 10th to the 23rd, except weekends. Gibby's. To reserve, call 282-1837.
Hello, my name is Kevin Pike from the Salisbury Police Department. You're listening to my favorite travel program, Travel World, right here on AM 600, CIQC.
Travel World. AM 600.
Don't need nothing but a good time. How can I resist? Ain't looking for nothing but a good time. And it don't get better than this.
Traveling with Caribbean, boy, is that ever good.
That is a dream come true, traveling in the Caribbean. I would,
which yeah.
is a testament to the efforts they have made in the tourism infrastructure and in their hospitality, treating
yeah.
the visitor right.
And I guess it is their, I know for sure it is their number one industry, and they really pay a lot of attention to making sure that tourists have an actual, you know, their maximum time out. And you can even see it reflected in the website, because they must have some Bayesian webmasters down there that are really putting it
Melanie,
together.
We're going to have this computer surgically removed from you somehow.
I know, it's awful,
goodness,
huh?
Gracious.
Thank goodness Charmaine was at the time out and let me use her email. It chilled me out. It chilled me out.
The number again, 1-888-BARBADOS.
Melanie, you got to get back to your computer. You're getting the DTs already.
Yeah,
I've got to get back to the Barbados. That's where the DTs are.
One of those great places. Well, I think you are planning to go back there. So
I am indeed, hopefully.
Welcome you back at that time.
Our roving reporter there.
Melanie Reffers covering the Caribbean for
thanks
us.
Thanks for joining us. We got Jerry Wagshall coming up.
Jerry Wagshall is joining us now, and he went to another island in the Caribbean, Antigua, and he's here this morning on Travel World on the Liberty Works Radio Network to let us know a bit more about that destination.
Hey, Jerry.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Melanie. How are you doing?
Goodness, good. We're having fun in the sun, the Jerry and Mel Fun in the Sun show.
Sounding good. Let me tell you about a little place here that also has a lot of repeat visitors as well, which is Antigua. This story, I got to tell you guys, has actually got some real news for you. This is a story of a vacation that almost wasn't. Because just before...
Fax machine broke down.
Hmm?
Go ahead.
Just a few days before we were supposed to go to Antigua, you know, Hurricane Lenny had hit the Leeward Islands. And Antigua wasn't actually hit by the hurricane, but was affected by a very serious tropical storm. So we weren't sure whether we should go or not. We were sitting up, as like Melanie, or on the internet, checking the weather network, looking at pictures, calling the resort.
I'm not that bad, but we catch your drift.
All right.
In the chat rooms.
Yeah, anybody who...
I called the resort numerous times to find out what's going on, speaking to the staff. I must have called about 10 or 11 times. Finally went to bed Friday night, not sure what we're going to be doing the next day, but since Air Canada was leaving and their flight was going as scheduled, we figured it must be safe, and the storm was subsiding. We threw our stuff and, you know, into our bags. We got into a taxi, and we went to Antigua. We had one of the best trips that we've ever actually had.
There you go.
And there wasn't all that much damage after the hurricane. Now you got a fax from a number of hotels that were represented by tour operators, and all the hotels are pretty much back up and running with just maybe some cosmetic changes. So
yeah, exactly. I mean, there were some things that happened there, but mostly what Antigua got was a lot of water. It was affected by about 31 inches of rain, and that's pretty much what was going on. For people who don't know, Antigua is an island in the Caribbean between St. Kitts and Guadeloupe. It's a hilly island that's lush. It's famous for some of the finest beaches in the Caribbean. It's well known for its water sports, its snorkeling, its scuba diving. And it's a hot spot for sailors and the yachting set. A former British colony, for hundreds of years, sugar has been produced there on plantations that were owned by the English. And when you're driving along or riding along or you know, visiting the island, you can still see some of the abandoned sugar mills. They look like big overturned flower pots for those of us who aren't experts in these kind of things. They don't make sugar there anymore. It's not profitable, but their main industry now, like Melanie was saying about Barbados, is tourism. In fact, the island works heavily with, the government there works heavily with the industry, on the island to make sure that tourism works well. For example, on some of the places we've actually visited, you can still hear jets flying overhead, some of the resorts and things like that. But where we were, you can't hear any of the planes coming. They actually don't allow the planes to fly where the hotels and the resorts are. So it's actually quite nice and quiet. These resort has many resorts. One of the best is Sandals Antigua, where we stayed, and we loved it. It's an all-inclusive resort for couples only. When we got there, we were, of course, apprehensive about the tropical storm, but amazingly enough, everything was working like clockwork. The staff were welcoming and solicitous as if nothing had happened, except a few of them had showed me some of the evidence that there had been a storm, I guess you guys know about, like, scrunchy water carpets. And they would...
What?
When you walk on a carpet and it's water-sodden and you make an imprint and up comes the water into your shoe.
If it doesn't dry, it grows mushrooms, actually. I've seen that.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It makes that little sound, you know. And how do you know? It doesn't look like there's been a flood here. And they'd say, no, no, there's been a flood. Let me show you. And then they'd all be stamping around on the carpets making this little scrunching sound. So it was kind of cute. There had been 31 inches of rain, actually, and amazingly, the staff, of course, some of them had been trapped in because of this, you know, this is a serious kind of tropical storm, so they'd been sleeping at the resort for like 3 nights in a row, working like around the clock. The people that had been stuck there, because obviously, you know, the guests that had been in there were not getting the kind of vacation that for or kind of trip that, you know, Alexa and I had got, they're actually going to be receiving, they all receive vouchers from the hotel for 4 days and nights of the resort of their choice. Any sense?
Jerry, got to take a break. We're going to join you back about more of this
We'll continue with our talk on Antigua with Jerry Wagschall when we return on Travel World here on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Roll it, Alex.
AM 600. Travel World will continue.
CIQC Montreal.
Hippodrome de Montréal, you'll be on the edge of your seat, guaranteed. The action is the attraction with live horse racing right before your eyes. Enjoy the unique experience of dining at the Centaur restaurant while following the races from the comfort of your table. Ask about group rates for holiday parties. The spectacular Hippodrome de Montréal. Be there.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Le Sport Sac, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Bank. Telephone 271-5058.
Les Promenades La Fleur. Friendly, convenient, and really open. What a concept! It's the open mall that has a lot to offer you, like Murillato's, La Salle Caribbean Restaurant, Sagan Gym, Brunswick Bowling, and Cuisine Européenne, a design and turnkey solution to kitchen and bathroom renovations. From a wide range of kitchen cabinets and countertops to ceramic floors and bathroom fixtures, they've got it. You'll find these stores and more at Les Promenades La Fleur, 410 La Fleur off Highway 20 in La Salle.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travels USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call the corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollar today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary, 626-3132.
Can't wait for 60.
You want to be 60?
Want to get 60. 60 free hours of internet access with TotalNet. It's TotalNet's holiday gift to new subscribers. Call TotalNet now and get 60. Count them, 60 hours of free internet access.
That's a great gift.
Call Santa TotalNet, Quebec's leading internet service provider, and claim your 60 today. 481-2585. 481-2585. Or click www.total.net. Offer ends Christmas Eve.
Excuse me, sir.
What?
Coffee, tea, chemotherapy?
No, thanks. Maybe later. Hi,
I'm a smoker, and while most airlines are turning away my business, I'm glad there's a new alternative for people like me.
In the event your cigarettes go out, a plastic mask will drop down, dispensing exhaust fumes directly from our engines. Strap it around your face and inhale normally.
Ah, that's good. So listen, if you like to smoke and you gotta fly, go with the airline that's like an ashtray in the sky.
We put the tar in tarmac. We put a heart in your heart attack. It's no joke when you're going.
Your local cardiologist for details.
I sat with Dennis Bowden, financial planner, and asked him, in these days of downsizing and job cuts, what implications are there financially?
What are the best things for you, for your family? This is a decision to be made for the rest of your life, and I'm very happy to say that we'll be glad at any time to sit down with you and analyze these things and go to the company with you before you sign any agreements and any papers and any transfers.
To reach Dennis Bowden, financial advisor at Merrill Lynch Canada, call 832-8378 or 1-888-688-7772.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
By now, I got the people the Foxes Run watching. That's my signature song.
I'm a
karaoke junkie. Oh, my goodness.
You haven't seen anything until you've seen Willem Backus on the karaoke stage. And we continue our Caribbean island hopping. Jerry Wag Show.
Karaoke in Antigua. Tell us a bit more about your trip, Jer.
Sure thing. The Sandals, where we stayed, is located on a stretch of beach known as Dickinson Bay. It's one of the most exquisite beaches in Antigua. It's the resort is laid out like a little village. The villas are set up on the grounds, connected by paths and gardens. Our suite had a four-poster bed and a private terrace. After, just before dinner, we usually were in our rooms watching the sunset over the palm trees, and you could hear this very incredible symphony of sounds from tree frogs and crickets. It's amazing. Just as the sun would go down, these tree frogs and crickets would make this incredible sound. It's actually quite loud, but very, very nice. The suite was located just a few steps away from the beach. The water is blue and calm and warm, and you could wait in it for hours on end. But if you wanted to do more, there's a lot of water sports there as well. You can take out sailboats, kayaks, and there was a dive shop on the resort, so you could go snorkeling and scuba diving. In fact, take a resort course if you're not a certified diver. In fact, even get certified there, and that's most of that stuff is included in the package. If you don't like the ocean or for some other reason, there's three other pools.
Des Moines.
If you don't like the ocean, you can always go to Des Moines, Iowa for your vacation.
Des Moines, yeah, or you can come to Toronto here. We have Lake Ontario, which is great for swimming.
Oh, yeah, really?
We have...
And I cracked up Melanie. Anyway, continue, Jerry.
Three other pools, one with a swim-up bar, so you never have to get out of the water to have a drink. In fact, the resort serves, I did a little research here, it serves 4,200 drinks a day, including soft drinks. And yet, it's amazing that actually, I think because it's a couples resort, you don't actually see people walking around too intoxicated. They usually look happy, but they're not actually like on the ground or anything, I think, because they'd be embarrassed in front of their spouses,
mm-hmm.
falling down and stuff. But what do you guys think the most popular drink is over there? Sandal.
Diet Pepsi.
No.
Okay.
I'd say ginger beer.
Ginger beer?
Yeah.
It's actually a pina colada, and the day and very few olives.
Yes, yeah.
See?
I did the same research in the Barbados, and I can concur with yours. So.
Okay.
Now, of those 4,200 drinks a day, Jerry, how many did you consume?
We weren't doing too bad. I think we were doing about 3 or 4 a day, which is actually, you know, pretty 100. Moderate.
Oh.
Just to let you know how to get there, Air Canada flies to Antigua on a 767 on a direct non-stop flight, leaving Saturday mornings at 11:45, returning the next Saturday at 6:20. Just to say again, a direct non-stop flight means it's very, very convenient. You get to Pearson on a Saturday when it's not really that busy, unlike during the week on a Friday night or a Thursday night when it can be very crowded at Pearson. On Saturdays, it's usually very nice. And you fly out there, there's no connections, nothing, straight through, less than 6 hours, and on your way back, because the flight's leaving at 6:20 p.m., you basically have the whole day to lounge around and enjoy yourself on your resort or on the beach and catch your flight and then be back in Toronto before 11 o'clock because of the slight difference in time, so that's excellent. And the prices, if you book 7 days in advance right around now, is less than $800. $774 if you book before the 15th of December. If you happen to be going during the Christmas time, it's about $100 more, and then the price comes down again after the high season is over. Just to tell you guys a couple more things about sandals in Antigua, there's also on the resort a very upmarket, luxurious spa offering massage and all types of other beauty treatment. And I should say, too, that the service that we received on the resort is actually very genuinely friendly and welcoming. And there's, again, like Melanie was saying about Barbados, there's a big commitment to tourism on the island, especially like I was saying about the planes not flying over the resorts. And I have been in places where that has happened.
Yes, like Sandals, Jamaica.
Montego Bay, where the wheels are still down on the aircraft when they take off, yes.
Oh, you can hear that on the resort.
Or you can see them.
It's located right at the end of the runway, Jer.
In San Diego, actually, we heard a lot of flights actually flying over the some of the hotels where we were there. Food is included in your package. There's we ate, as I was saying, like happy pigs this morning and lunch with a large variety of foods. There's like people carving up roast meats, making pastas, all kinds of stuff offered at all times. Great macaroni and cheese. It's one of the few
macaroni and cheese.
Boy, go to Sandals for the craft dinner.
No, not macaroni and cheese. It's one of the few all-inclusive resorts where you can have a la carte dining. There's actually 4 restaurants on the resort. There's an Italian restaurant, a Japanese restaurant, an American restaurant, and a continental restaurant. And also a 24-hour grill where you can just go get stuff if you happen to need a late-night snack. As far as the philosophy goes, you can basically do, in terms of outside activities, you can do as much or as little as you like. The hotel can arrange a whole slew of other activities. A couple of things that we did, we rented some scooters.
One more minute, Jer.
One more minute to wrap it up.
Okay. We rented scooters from JT Rent-A-Scoot, where you can go over the island and see some of the sites like the Capitol, St. John's, Devil's Bridge. We visited a museum in St. John's with an excellent history of the island, and Nelson's Dockyard, one of the oldest working ports in the Caribbean. Also went deep-sea fishing, where I caught a small tuna, which I brought back to the resort with a little bit of blood dripping out of its mouth from a plastic bag. And despite the fish, I asked the guys at the resort, a chef named Garfield, to cook it up.
15 seconds.
Which he did.
He had a great time. Well, Jerry, it sounds like you had a great time down there. And the number for Sandals is 1-800-SANDALS for all the information on that resort. Jerry Wagshall, thanks for joining us and talking about Antigua this morning.
Thanks a lot. River prices start at $1,200 for 3 nights per couple.
Great getaway, and Melanie Reffes in studio talking to us about Barbados. 1-888-BARBADOS for Barbados Tourism, and Air Canada, 1-888-AIR-CANADA. Gems of Barbados Hotels, 1-888-BARBADOS. 599-6666. Next Saturday, we'll be talking about the history of Pan-American World Airways. And with the author Barnaby Conrad, Vic Phillips will be back from Providence, Rhode Island. That's next Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, for the Travel World Radio Show, simulcast on AM 600, CIQC Montreal, the world's first radio station, and beamed across America and around the world on the Voice of Truth in Broadcasting, the Liberty Works Radio Network. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Bagus.
I'm Melanie Reffes.
And Smart Alex behind the counter. Take it away.
You made me cry, you told me lies, but I can't stand to say goodbye. Mama, I'm coming home. I could be right, I could...
New.